Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
You like The Who?
Saw them live in concert.
No way.
Yeah, I'm going to guess late 70s, maybe?
Yeah. I love The Who.
No, really good.
Them and Led Zeppelin, like my earliest introduction into classic rock. I'm sure you probably don't like that term, but...
No, well, it is now.
It is, yeah. But yeah, growing up, you know, late... I probably middle school, you know, 6th, 7th grade when you... All right, time to move past the top 40 poppy stuff. That was my first two bands, and still love The Who, love Led Zeppelin. Maybe I need to get some Led Zeppelin bumpers in there. You a Zeppelin fan?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Anything that's my era.
Yes.
Right?
I mix in a few more of my songs with me and Jimmy B in the afternoon.
Well, Jimmy B likes to think of himself.
Well, yeah. he likes to sing when I put like something like that in there, and then it's just I can't handle it. So
no,
I just play things he doesn't know. That works out a lot better.
Yeah, but he thinks he's a hipster.
Oh.
No, he does.
Yeah.
Look, I enjoyed my time with Jimmy B. I did. We had fun. We did have fun. Some of his
stories. What you got to do with him.
You have to, right?
Yes, yeah. It can't be strictly, like, we're pretty hardcore sports.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Right. We can do that. Can't just do that with Jimmy B.
No, because he's not into it. Right. Not into it. I'll never forget the first time I met him. Well, it's funny because when I think I got my first dish, when did we get it? 1997, I'll say. Somewhere, we just started on the radio, and one of the satellite companies wanted one of us to put a dish on our home.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a home, right? So we were they installed the dish, and one of the first free channels I came across was the channel Brinson worked on in Buffalo.
Okay, yeah.
Empire Sports, that's what it is, Empire Sports Network. So I watched that somewhat regularly, and I can remember watching this show with a guy by the name of Howard Simon, who I used to have on periodically whenever because don't forget, I didn't realize early in my career, or our careers, Des Moines for him, but I mean, we didn't realize how much Iowa and Iowa State need to be a significant part of every single show. Because I didn't have any depth at that, right?
Sure.
I just didn't. So we got by talking professional sports, NFL, MLB, you know, NBA. Those were going to carry us, and in the beginning they did. So I would talk Buffalo Bills, and I would have Howard Simon on if there was a big game like Buffalo and the Chiefs or something like that. But I watched Howard Simon on TV, and his partner in this show was this guy who didn't do a thing, didn't add a damn thing to the show, but had the deepest voice I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And Seinfeld was a thing at the time. Did you ever see? Are you a Seinfeld
guy?
Yes,
absolutely.
Do you remember the one, the Seinfeld about the Wiz, where the guy smiles I'm the Wiz?
Yeah.
I thought Brinson was kind of the Wiz, right? Because I don't know what he was doing on the show. He brought nothing to it other than the fact that he would be the setup guy. He'd throw Howard Simon the question and do so in the deepest voice he could possibly fake.
Yeah.
And Simon would talk sports, which kind of became our show in the afternoon for the time that we worked together.
Yep.
And I'm assuming you are going through that now.
Tee it up for me, Jimmy B.
Tee it up for you. Yes. Right. Very good at teeing it up. So anyways, that was my first Jimmy when I first came to meet him. But then when he came to town from Arizona, he was, I think, doing Yuma, Arizona. Does that make sense?
I think
that's where he was. He was doing sports out there. And I go, now what this guy's going to do in Des Moines? You know, what the hell is the nationwide search we came up with this cat? Has he watched Iowa or Iowa State?
He pretends like he did.
He did. Absolutely did. No, look at it. If I sound like I'm being critical, I enjoyed my time with
Yes.
Jimmy B. I really have.
He's an acquired taste.
How did we get here?
The Who.
The Who. That's where we started the hour.
The Who.
All right, where I want to start the hour, because we just spent some time talking with Jason Sybil, CG Technology, and he mentioned that, you know, he's going to have some legal numbers out.
Yes.
In Vegas. And you said, well, you know, I found some of these things.
There are numbers out there offshore.
See if you can get me, because you said the divisional favorites have all been, there's been a number assigned to all the divisions in the NFL.
Yep, and every NFL division, all eight of them are up, all four teams in each one. So you can bet on
who's
the Browns
just
to win
that division. Right,
to win the division. But let's start.
Because I think it looks easy. If I don't get 7 out of 8, I'll be disappointed in myself.
I'm going to take the under. I think you're going to get only 6 of them.
Well, one's a layup.
The AFC East. It's the top of the standings every time.
Every year.
And take a guess at that number. Price you're going to be paying if you want to.
Minus what?
500.
Is it really?
Minus 500 on the Pats.
So in the AFC North, Cleveland's arrow is pointing up.
Sure.
I do, but it's not this year.
Still 12-1 just to win the division.
Right. Cincinnati's arrow is flatlining.
Red arrow down.
Is it down?
Yeah.
So it's between Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and it's still Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is because of the Pittsburgh money, they may be a little bit out of proportion. I'll say Pittsburgh the favorite in the North.
They are, and pretty substantial. Mm-hmm. You got to lay 275. You can get the Ravens at 4-1. That might be worth a look here from your boy TC.
Interesting.
4-1. That's a nice price.
I'm going to save the AFC South because that's the one that's going to trip me up if it does.
It's going to be difficult.
The West is the Chiefs.
You are incorrect.
What? It's not the Chiefs?
It's not the Chiefs.
Well, it's not the Chargers or Denver.
It is the Chargers.
Are they out of their minds?
Plus 3-2, plus 150.
The Chargers are the favorite in the AFC West.
The number two choice
is the Chiefs.
Is the Raiders.
That's nuts.
At 2-1, and both Denver and Kansas City are 9-2.
So what don't they like in candidate Pat Mahomes?
I guess that's what it is. Young quarterback, first year starting. I think I got two things that I like to fire at already.
So what do you like about the Chargers? Or what do they like about the Chargers, in your opinion?
Arrow going up, been close. Breakthrough season, a lot of young talent. This is the year, I guess. But at that price?
I don't like it, Trent.
No. But that was what I figured you were going to get caught up on.
Yeah, you're right. I would have got caught up a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think the Raiders would be second choice. All right, back to the South. We'll finish up the AFC. It's between Jacksonville and Houston. The Colts are still too many question marks. I like this Titans team. They were a playoff team last year. I'm going to say that Jacksonville is once again favored. They proved enough last year. Jacksonville's the favorite in the South.
Your second wrong choice. Wow. They are second, just behind Houston. Houston plus 175 and plus 200 for the Jags.
All right, so I don't feel as
I told you, a little more difficult than you thought.
It was. All right, to the NFC, the Eagles are favored to repeat.
Yep, easy.
The North, the Vikings are favored to repeat.
They are.
But the Packers are tight closer than you would think.
Very
right?
close. Plus 125 for the Vikes. Packers plus 140. Not a real good price there. Lions 6-1. Bears 10-1. I will not be firing on my Bears.
The Bears are going to be. You know what the number I'm looking forward to the Bears coming out?
Over under?
Yes.
It'll be 7.5.
Do you think it will
be? It'll be 7.5.
What was it last year?
7, I want to say.
Was it 7?
Yeah.
And they flew under.
Yes.
And it was attacked, I think, early on the
under as well.
I'm going to save the South again.
Okay.
The Rams are a cinch in the West.
Barely favored.
Really?
This was a shock. So,
Don't you think the Rams are head and shoulders?
Yeah, head and shoulders.
I do too.
They're plus 140. Right behind them at plus 150.
It's not the Niners. Well, Garoppolo hasn't lost a game there. Cardinals are going to be down. Seattle's still Seattle. I personally like the Niners better than the Seahawks. What does your site say?
Plus 150 for the Niners. Right behind. That's not a good price.
No, it's not. No, I agree with you. It's not a good price.
And if you would have done this, I don't know, if they would have come up with these odds in beginning of December, probably would have got them at 25-1.
Before the Garoppolo era.
Now it's plus 150. I can't attack that one. And then your beloved South.
It is such a crapshoot.
Yes.
Tampa Bay's going to be better. Mm-hmm. Three teams won double-digit games last year, both wild cards coming out of that division. I'm going to be wrong. I don't know. This was the one that I'd already written off. All right, I've got a guess, so I will say Atlanta.
And you got it.
Bang!
Look at that. Plus 150 for the Falcons. Saints right behind them, plus 175. Carolina 3-1. Seems like a pretty good price.
It does, yeah.
So I got three.
Four-team division, 3-1.
Three prices that I like. If I bet the same on all of them and hit on one, I'm making a profit.
You are. That's fun. That's fun to do. I love these numbers coming.
And it'll be different after the draft. We'll reevaluate.
Well, it might be different when the schedule comes out, which is before the draft,
that's
right?
A good call.
We should have a schedule here in the next couple of weeks, I would think.
That will be a full show on that day. One
it's
of your favorite
day
days of the
house.
Year.
It really is. I love it. We'll take a timeout. Dylan Montz. Love talking to him. Iowa State, they gave out some hardware. The Liberty Bowl rings are terrific. What a great look. And we'll go inside practice. What we've seen so far, Dylan Monts joins us next. Ames Tribune, amestrib.com is where you can read Dylan. Travis Hines covered the Midwest Regional.
Yes.
Good for him. I wonder if it was
saw him on TV.
I saw that.
Yeah. Heavily bearded.
He really is. That couldn't have been for the Ames Trib.
No, I would guess it was an NBC Sports.
I would think so, too. Yep. Good for him to do those things. He's not. I don't think he's long for the trip. I really, he's so talented.
Yes.
So talented. Timeout. We come back. We will talk to Dylan Monts, Ames Tribune, Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check afsp.org/Iowa for more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out-of-darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa Chapter, online, afsp.org/Iowa.
Showplace Kitchens is now Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. We're changing our name to better represent what we do. What is it, you ask? At Showplace Cabinetry Design Center, we create beautiful, functional environments with cabinetry. Whether it's a remodel, addition, new construction, or even refacing, the designers at Showplace Cabinetry Design Center are eager to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
When you're on the water, you want a boat that offers stability, handling, and performance. And that's just what you'll get in a Manitou pontoon boat from Malone Motorsports in Monroe. Manitou's patented V-Tune technology will have you carving the water, giving thrill rides to the skiers and tubers in your crew. It's this type of performance that has helped Manitou pontoon boats dominate the competition at the McCainer Barrel Races 4 straight years. If a Manitou pontoon boat can do that in competition, just think of all the fun you can have on the water with your family and friends. Be ready when that first nice weekend hits. Head to Malone Motorsports now and let their pros help find the perfect Manitou pontoon boat for you. They can explain all about Manitou's V-Tune technology, their quality guarantee, and why they're the only pontoon manufacturer to earn the honor of being a USA Water Ski endorsed water sports boat. Malone Motorsports in Monroe at the junction of Highways 14 and 163. They're worth the drive and open 7 days a week to keep you on the water. Online, MaloneMotorsports.net.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.com. Dot org.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
Sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I taking until 2 o'clock. We will preview the Kansas City Royals with Andrew Logue coming up tomorrow. At this time, we'll be previewing the Minnesota Twins. Wednesday, Cubs and Cards. MLB first pitch opening day coming up on Thursday. Let's get to Dylan Mons, Ames Tribune. Iowa State's pro day is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll pick Dylan's brain on that. But some news made over the weekend. Dylan joins us. Dylan, Trent, and Ken, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Doing fine. I was really impressed by the bling, the Liberty Bowl rings. Not sure who designed them or made them, but I have to assume that the players were blown away by the Liberty Bowl ring that they received.
Yeah, pretty flashy, a lot of shine to them, and obviously with all the different bowl games and stuff, you always kind of wonder, you know, what schools will do when they win those games. So it was kind of interesting to see Iowa State. So really nice, had names and team record on the side of it. So pretty cool, I think.
So over the weekend, before we get into Pro Day, they land a commitment. Defensive end Blake Peterson, what can you tell us about him? And look like another good prospect, an early jump here for the class of 2019.
Yeah, really nice prospect. He's a four-star defensive end, top-rated player right now in the class of 2019 out of South Dakota. It's a kid that Iowa State's been in on for quite a while. I've made a lot of trips up there to see him. He's 6'4" and 240 pounds, the defensive end, so he has some pretty good size already. And like you said, another year of high school that could continue to, you know, develop and grow, and you know, he can kind of refine himself that way. But a really nice get, and kind of keeping in line with the Midwestern focus or effort or base that Matt Campbell always talks about. He mentions the six-hour recruiting radius quite a bit and how important that is to developing just the foundation of the class, and already a couple in-state commits for 2019. So I think Peterson just adds to that, and adds a pretty big piece to it.
The awards banquet was this weekend. No surprise, the co-MVP, I think they call them co-MVPs, Lanning and Lazard. You couldn't give it to one. Joel, for what he meant, Lanning for you know, what he meant to the team and Lazard for just how damn good he is and how uncoverable he was. But no surprise there, right, that they split it?
Yeah, I think you almost had to. And, you know, I'm sure in their mind they could have given it just the entire senior class for kind of the different guys that kind of stepped up there with J.D. Wagner. Jay Campos has been an important piece throughout his time. But I think in the end it had to go to Joel Anning and Alan Lazard just because of the way they exemplified the turnaround from 2016 to 2017. So no surprise there, but, you know, well-deserved, like you said.
Pretty important pro day coming up for
sure
both
is.
Of those guys.
Lanning in particular.
Lanning's because he wasn't invited over to Indianapolis. Let's start with Lanning, what he's all going to go through. And do you have any idea the number of teams that are going to be in attendance?
I'm not sure the number of teams yet, but I think Iowa State's going to have 13 participants. So a nice mix of those guys. I'm not sure all the teams that are in line yet. Hopefully can find that out later tonight or certainly tomorrow morning when I get there and get in. But I think it is going to be really important for him with not having that combine base underneath him. It's the first time a lot of these guys are going to see him in person. And, you know, he's been training and working out, and he played in the East-West Shrine game. But really just to see how he tests and handles all that is going to be important for him, because with Lazard, he's a little bit more solidified as maybe a mid-round guy, could fall the late rounds. But with Lanning being a fringe guy, it's important to test well and just get yourself out there and get noticed. So it'll be a big day for him, and it'll be interesting to see kind of how he shakes it out.
Do you know what Lazard's going to do at Pro Day? Because by all accounts, he left Indianapolis, you know, opening some eyes perhaps. I think he ran faster than some thought that he would. Is Lazard going to do everything, or will he pick and choose? Do you know yet?
I haven't gotten word yet, but like you mentioned, it would be hard to imagine him running again.
Right.
I think you want to let that 40 times stand for itself, just because I think it kind of turned some heads a little bit. People didn't expect him to maybe run in that range. So I think he'll probably do the cones and shuttles, because he didn't do those at the combine. And those are drills that you need a little bit more time to prepare for as a bigger wide receiver. So he'll do those. He'll probably, maybe he'll lift a little bit, and then he'll get out there and run and catch, and, you know, doing that with the quarterback throwing to him, which I heard is going to be Kyle Starcevich. So it'll be, I think that's kind of where he'll try to showcase a little bit more of what he can do in those sorts of situations.
So I'm going to guess it's against the rules to have a quarterback that still has eligibility throw. You couldn't have Kemp. You couldn't have, you know, Nolan, a guy like that, throw it. Is that against the rules? Do you know?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think, I think it's, you have to be a, I think you have to be a post-grad. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's, right now it's against the rules to have an underclassman throw to him. I think there might be something in the works of getting that change where guys on the team or guys that are draft eligible, like after their third year and could have gone to the draft themselves. Maybe it's in the works to get them to do it down the future. But as of right now, I think you have to be out of college.
What have you learned so far as practices? I know that the offensive line, apparently you guys had an opportunity to do some stuff with the offensive line and the coaching staff. What are you learning so far as they get things going up in Ames as far as spring practice?
Yeah, with the offensive line, it's not necessarily surprising, but something that's really kind of stuck out. And you can talk about all the different pieces on the offense with Kim's coming back and David Montgomery and all the running backs and the wide receivers and the tight ends, but really, it's going to come down to how productive and effective can that offensive line be. And they have some pieces coming back, and 51 total starts from that group with Sean Foster, Julian Good-Jones, Josh Kniffel, and Bryce Meeker. But they have some holes to fill, and it sounds like they're kind of mixing and matching a little bit of what the lineup looks like right now, with Julian Good-Jones moving a little bit over to left guard. And his versatility allows him to do that. He started at right tackle and center, so he's moving around a little bit. They have some young guys coming in and plugging some holes right now and just trying them out with Colin Newell from Ames, Jacob Bolden, Robert Hudson. So a lot of young names mixed with some guys who have played quite a bit. And I think right now it's just they're testing out what they have, really, and who's going to fit where best. So I think as of right now, just all the talking we've done with them, that's going to be the biggest key, at least to the offense, is how much can that group grow throughout the rest of this offseason, the summer, and what do they look like when they get into fall camp?
Why does Matt Campbell hate depth charts so much? Yeah. Doesn't he understand that we have a lot of content we have to fill before we get to football season?
I know. I wish. I think we got one last spring, so I think.
Okay.
It makes it a lot tougher on us. Certainly, I know we kind of joked with them about getting a depth chart, and they obviously have one internally, but I think with the holes we had to fill, they don't want one out there right now. I don't know when we'll get it, but I guess that means we'll continue to speculate, right?
Yes, exactly.
Have you seen Chase Allen up close in person? Apparently, he's put on some really good weight. Have you noticed? Is it noticeable?
Yeah, just saw him on Friday, actually, and he does look big, filled out, and he's always obviously been tall, but I think it's always been kind of rangy, and I don't want to say lanky because he wasn't a toothpick, but he's really, I think, filled out nicely, and he talked about that just really being a necessity was to find that extra weight and put it on, and really sometimes he felt a little bit mismatched out on the perimeter when he was trying to block or things like that going against a linebacker, but now with 20 or 25 extra pounds, he can really handle that, and it's just about as much of a confidence thing as anything. That's what he said. It's knowing you can do it, feeling good and solid in your base, and that can help you produce a little bit more. So that's what he's looking to do and kind of refine this spring.
Akeem Butler, going to be much more prominent role this season. We know about the immense talent that he has.
A marked man, Trent Condon.
It's going to be different, though, for him. And just getting past some of those rough spots, the drops are the first thing that comes to mind. Feels like this is a big spring. What has Coach Campbell had to say about him?
Yeah, it obviously is going to be a big spring, and he's going to kind of assume that Alan Lazard-type role in terms of prominence. And obviously he's a big guy with size, too, and I think it's not out of the question for him to put on a little bit more weight as well. So I think really it's a huge thing for him. It's kind of what Alan Lazard, he obviously came in under the spotlight as a freshman, just being the local kid and the highly recruited kid. But I think Akeem Butler, he needs to take the similar steps that Alan Lazard did, where your junior year, it's the key time, especially now that, like I said, he's the guy. It's finding consistency. It's creating space, getting open, making the catches when, in tough situations on third and five or whatever, if they toss it up to you in the red zone, you got to come down with it. So I think a lot of that this spring, and it's just getting confident for him too, and the mental side as much as anything.
Either you two guys ever see the movie Bad Santa?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
When I first saw the picture of Blake Peterson, the kid from South Dakota, you know who he reminds me of? Thurman Merman has grown up.
Same hair.
That's the first thing that I noticed was the hair. I thought Thurman Merman, Dylan. Is it crazy?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great movie, and it's hilarious. So, it has that curly, curly kind of flow to it. So, it'll be interesting to see in person, but it sounds like they've got a really heck of a football player with them. So, yeah, absolutely.
Dylan, we will recap Pro Day and talk a little bit about, we'll get your take on Kansas later on in the week. Thank you, Dylan Montz. AmesTrib.com to read Dylan. Appreciate it, Dylan.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah, good to talk to you. So that's not crazy?
No, I think you're right.
I'm on to something.
It's a great call.
Andrew Logue coming up next. We'll preview the Royals. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Why wait? Don't hesitate. Come on, let's get away.
Being in Des Moines, you just get it through the experience. I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines.
Catch what you've been missing.
If your basement leaks or floods, or if you have mold, mildew, or a musty smell, call Midwest Basement Systems today to request a free basement waterproofing estimate. As Iowa's premier basement waterproofing and foundation repair contractor, Midwest Basement Systems will send one of their certified basement waterproofing specialists to visit your home and conduct a thorough inspection of your basement's foundation.
289-1606.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm Junior Bacon Cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Baron Geiger, president of Caring Hands in Altoona. Is winter wearing on you? Are you ready for the sights and smells of spring? Do you enjoy walking or running and like the idea of meeting the needs of others in your community? If so, we've got a great opportunity for you. On April 7th, Caring Hands Food Pantry and Clothes Closet will be hosting its annual Springtime Hill Climb 5K 10K race. Starting in Doan's Park, the Springtime Hill Climb lets you breathe in the fresh air as you walk or run down the beautiful streets and trails of Pleasant Hill. The Springtime Hill Climb is for everyone, whether you're a new runner looking for a challenging 5K, a long-distance runner looking for a 10K training challenge to prepare for other races coming up, or just want to enjoy a walk through the community to support our fight against hunger here in Polk County. What do you think? Interested in registering for the race or being one of our many local sponsors? Just go to our website, www.caringhands.org. We'll see you on April 7th.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Huge bus.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the final segment of a Monday, the Ken Miller Show. Jimmy B and TC coming up today from 4 to 6. More about that in a few minutes. But right now, let's get Andrew Logan here. As we've been saying throughout the program, every weekday this week, we're going to focus on, quote, one of the local MLB teams. Andrew Logan's going to join us and talk about the Royals and some of their expectations, what some of his biggest takeaways from the spring in Arizona. But first of all, Andrew, great to talk to you. Before we get into the Royals, let's... Let's talk a little bit about Drake, who kind of, and I don't know, I mean, I'd heard Medved for a couple of weeks had been very high on their radar at Colorado State, and you know, once things, dominoes seemed to fall with some people turning down the job, it became apparent that Medved may be getting elevated even higher. He interviewed on Tuesday, came back Tuesday night, said no, he just wasn't, didn't feel good about it, changed his mind on Wednesday, left on Thursday, took Farouk Murnesh and others with him. Just your thoughts on what Medved has done to this Drake program. Look, he got a raise, a significant raise. You know, the seniors aren't coming back. They're out of eligibility. This was in all likelihood going to be a downturn, whether it's Nico Medved or John Wooden running the bench. Your thoughts?
I think what he did was more devastating than any, you know, loss or losing seasons or whatever. And obviously Drake is an upstanding program, but it's almost like they've been put on some sort of probation, because whoever comes in now is absolutely starting from scratch. The Drake fans will rally a Winston, but there's no sort of goodwill built up on the nice season they just are coming off of. This is as bleak as I can remember Drake looking since the 90s era, you know, Canastia or whatever, when it just looks hopeless. And it's not the fault of anybody other than Nedved. And maybe I'm just too naive. I'm with you. I heard the whispers, but you're thinking, yeah, but it was 1 year at Drake. He showed promise. And Colorado State, let's be honest, that is a clear move up.
Yes.
I mean, no, that's question. I get the allure and the appeal. I guess I just kind of thought, you know, what? I don't know. You know, you're numb. You're just numb if you're a Drake fan. And I just, it can't be much fun right now for the Bulldog faithful.
A lot of names out there, a lot of speculation. People talk about local ties and the importance. You know, Andrew, how do you look at it from a Drake perspective? A very good university. How important is that Iowa draw, having a guy with Iowa connections?
I'm going to say it's not. Now, you struck gold years ago when you got Tom Davis, and it worked, and it was a connection. I don't think it is. I've been told by multiple Drake coaches over the years, they didn't even sometimes recruit in-state because of kind of the image of Drake can't win. I think it doesn't matter. I'm going to say it doesn't. I understand you're jilted, right? And I understand there's a get someone who it means something to Drake. But I still think you get the best candidate. And, you know, honestly, maybe there's a good Division I assistant, you know. And I don't think a young person necessarily works either, because it's such a monumental task to build. Maybe you can get a veteran guy who's maybe an assistant now, but he has head coaching experience. That kind of, you know. And you laugh, it sounds a little bit like a Ray Giacoletti, doesn't it?
Mm.
But Ray Giacoletti brought in these guys that Nico won with. I think Ray's message got a little bit tired. You know, you keep losing and it's hard to keep the faith. And I think a new voice like Nico coming in helped. And I think Rutter helped too, by the way. Remember, they kind of came to life then. But Ray knew talent. Ray knew how to bring in these kids that you were seeing here. And if a certain seven-footer doesn't go to a SEC school, who knows how good. So Ray knew the talent, and, you know, I might repeat that. Get me a savvy assistant coach with head coaching experience. I don't think the in-state ties are that. No, I just don't. I just don't think it's, because you get trapped in that. It's like Michigan football. It's always got to be a Michigan man, and you wonder how many other head coaches they've passed up on. You know, get the best guy. Don't worry about local ties, because – you know, money's money, and if somebody comes for them, they're going to leave too. Let's just be real. But give me the best candidate. And I think the best candidate is someone who's been around the block a few times, and they're not going to be intimidated by what the rebuilding of Drake is going to be.
Andrew Logan is our guest. Andrew, one more non-Royals before we get into talking about the 2018 edition of the Kansas City Royals. And that's staying in the Valley, and just get your thoughts on Loyola. As unlikely a Final Four team as any, this Ramblers team has been one of the stories of the tournament. They are a complete team, meaning as they play as a team, and obviously they don't have the talent of the other three schools, but they've just got something that works. Andrew, talk a little bit about Loyola and you know, what they've done in your mind.
Well, what's the Richardson kid was averaging 6.4 points a game, and he goes for 23 the other day again.
Yep.
You know, that's when you're on a Jim Valvano-type run. And maybe I got as guilty as anybody of, well, Wichita left, thus the Valley's not good. So I just undersold Loyola this whole time, and I wasn't impressed. you know, you and I took them to the brink in the opening round of the Valley Tournament. And here we are. They're in the final. To me, it's more impressive than what George Mason did all those years. Maybe without the name value of George Mason, you know, beat Michigan State, Carolina, and UConn to get there. And a lot of people kind of shrugged a little bit because the bracket opened up so wide with Virginia losing. And then they meet a K-State team who's pretty salty, by the way, but it's not Kentucky. You know, it's not the name brand. It's just amazing what they've done. And, you know, Clayton Custer starts his career at Iowa State. He's never going to pass Monte Morris, nope. But now he's got sort of a legacy. Guys, Chicago was going nuts over Northwestern last year for just making the tournament.
Yeah.
And here, look what they've done. You know, this proud program that, you know, I've been to the Gentile Center, and they hang that 63 title banner the way Drake hangs that, you know, Final Four from 1969. And maybe there's your hope for Drake, because I'm just telling you, there was not a more depressed basketball facility I ever than I was in the Gentile Center about 5 years ago. And look at him now. And maybe if you're a Drake fan, that's your hope.
So going forward, the MVC, they've taken their hits, but this isn't a new thing. You know, Creighton, Wichita leaving, we've seen a lot of programs. Louisville used to be in the MVC way back in the day. So, you know, they've taken hits throughout the years, but they always come back. Can the MVC come back to, maybe not yearly, because even with Creighton, Wichita, it was there, it wasn't yearly, but there are some years where multiple teams can get in. It's not just going to be about the automatic bid.
It won't be overnight. And your secret is, the thing that's always hurt them a little bit is you'd have some really talented teams like Illinois State, but they wouldn't play a great non-conference. And, you know, even Loyola, they did beat Florida this year. You know, you need more of that. And frankly, you know, you need Northern Iowa to be good. You need Northern Iowa going to some November tournament like they did a few years ago and taking a Louisville team down to the wire. I mean, you need, or beating, by the way, Carolina at home. You need that. That's how you become a multi-bid. What Loyola's doing is great, but it doesn't translate to, what is it, quadrant one wins and all that craziness of picking it out. You need some strength. You need to bolster that non-conference. I know it's hard. The big schools don't want to play them, but you need that. For it's not Loyola making a run and earning respect for the league. It's about everybody kind of bolstering up their schedule and drawing attention there. That's how you can kind of coattail someone else into the tournament via multi-bid league.
Well, let's get to the Royals, Andrew, and the season is upon us. Kind of, you know, from when the season ended last year to the offseason, et cetera, as a Royals fan, is it fair to say, and somebody who, you know, watches them as close as you do, that maybe you were pleasantly surprised by the offseason? It certainly seemed that it could have gotten a lot worse. They made some, you know, seemingly under-the-radar signings to replace some guys, got some guys back, but, you know, give me your thought. Was it as bad as you thought it was going to be when the season ended, knowing what, you know, how ominous that it looked?
You know, here's the thing. It's a twisted logic, and I'm going to tell you that some of these signings, although they are one-year deals that do not financial, it's not financial baggage the Royals are picking up. But no, I'm not actually any more optimistic at all about this year because their bullpen's kind of completely wide open. Alex Gordon still hasn't shown he can actually hit, you know, ever again. And the guys they got are just nice complimentary pieces. So no, I'm not overly, I guess I had already geared myself up for, I want to see Hunter Dozier hit. I want to see Bubba Starling out in the, you know, I wanted to see these young guys. And some of the plans got thrown out. You know, Jorge Bonifacio gets busted for PEDs. That doesn't help. Bubba Starling has like an oblique sort of injury he's coming back from. Dozier, and they're trying to move him to first base. The Moustakas signing was actually kind of weird because you had Dozier kind of excited about. You also had Chesler Cuthbert. He's right there. That was kind of a weird signing. I know the sentimental part, again, one-year deal, but I had already geared myself for watching the young guys. What you've given me is a bunch of veterans who might go from, what, a 68-win season to 73, but I don't know that does me anything. Mm. You know, I don't know that that excites me. So, I don't know, in a weird sort of way, I'd braced myself for the suck, and now they're kind of dragging it out a little bit, and I almost would rather go ahead and hit the wall and start that hard rebuild, which I think is probably coming anyway.
Tigers are going to be awful. The White Sox are still rebuilding. I guess maybe is that where the hope is? You play 18 games against those two teams that look to be pretty bad. If you go, I don't know, 25-11 against them, then, hey, maybe we can hang around the wild card. I guess that's the thought process, but I can understand a lot of people ready for the rebuild, and this stopgap might turn ugly.
Well, and you're looking at who has, other than Salvador Perez, who has really, and maybe Whit Merrifield, but who's proven themselves as, okay, this is a solid guy. And you go to that pitching, Danny Duffy's your ace, unbelievable talent. But his entire career is based on sort of potential and how much time does he miss with injury. Oh, and guess what happened Saturday? He pitches, he comes out after 32 pitches with tightness in his shoulder. Mm-hmm. Now, he's still supposed to pitch the opening day, but, you know, he's the leader of this staff. Jacob Junis is a promising second-year pick. Came up as a rookie, but do you bank on him yet? You know, then you get Ian Kennedy, who is definitely a fly ball pitcher in a big stadium, but a lot of those turned into home runs last year. So who in the rotation do you anchor on? You know, if we're talking about, you know, having a successful season, I just don't, and we haven't even gotten to the bullpen where your closer, I love Kelvin Herrera and what he's done for the Royals, but he kind of struggled in that ninth inning role last year. So you're asking for a lot of pieces to somehow magically come together, and I think in the end, I think you're going to end up seeing Herrera and Duffy on the trading block, and I'll probably be fine with that.
Andrew Logue is our guest talking Royals. Tomorrow we are going to do the Twins, Wednesday the Cardinals, and the Cubs. Well, I've heard some positive on Jorge Soler this spring, Andrew, who's light, and like, look, when he hits him, I mean, they're as fun to watch leaving ballparks as anybody. This is a big, big, strong man, but unfortunately hasn't figured out. The Cubs gave up on him after they were very high on him. Disappointed last year, but hearing some good things emanating for Arizona regarding Soler, who spent some time in the minors last year trying to get things to come together. What are you hearing? Could this be a breakout season for Soler?
Well, the first thing everyone talks about is he dropped 20 pounds, and you kind of laugh because I didn't know that was really his problem, but okay. And it has helped him supposedly on the base paths, and it's helped him defensively. You know, Bonifacio kind of stole his thunder last year, and it made people wish they hadn't traded away Wade Davis for that last year. Here's what I saw in spring training. Yes, when pitchers were working on fastballs, and even if the fastball had a little movement, he tattooed them. I also saw him take some wild swings at off-speed stuff, which has always been kind of his problem. So I'm not sold yet. Spring training numbers don't mean anything, and they shouldn't. But what I did see was some wild swings on off-speed stuff. That makes me nervous as to whether he's actually figured out. Yeah, you give him a fastball, and you know spring training, a pitcher's trying to pick his spots or work on certain things. And he led spring training in the Cactus League with home runs. But I saw some wild swings, so I'm not sold yet. And we're not really going to know anything until about June.
Farm system, Andrew, still has a lot of work to be done to be replenished after all the sales that they had throughout the years and those playoff runs. What a place to start if you're looking for a bountiful return. Could it be Salvador Perez, a guy that's still only 27? You've used him a ton. You wonder how quickly when the breakdown happens. I don't know. I don't know across the league what he's looked upon, but I'm sure it stings even bringing it up, Andrew.
Well, here's the deal. So the Royals are doing this countdown of the 50th greatest players because it's the 50th season. They are down to the final three, and you know George Brett's at number one, and they did Brett Saberhagen today. They haven't done Salvi.
Wow.
Do you trade the second or third most popular player? I'm going to say no, especially when you have Duffy, you have Herrera, you have Kennedy, you have other trading pieces. So I'm going to say no. I mean, he's literally a guy that if he plays five more in Canada, you might see his number out there on that left field wall with Frank White and George Brett and Dick Houser.
That's interesting. So help me out with that list, because Brett is one. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Saberhagen's name has already been revealed.
Yeah.
Help me out with some of the other.
I guess it'd be Frank White.
Yeah, Frank White, right?
He would probably be. Quisenberry was six, and I don't have the list in front of me. It's one of those little things you check Twitter every day.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson was like eight.
Oh, sure.
To be honest, I think that was a little high, to be honest. So you kind of have a lot of that.
Quisenberry?
Was six. Yeah. And I thought he might a spot or two. People forget he's kind of almost an untalked about borderline Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
and the gentleman, he had 6 years. He was a dominant closer in the American League.
Yeah.
But when he lost it hard. Like by 86, he couldn't get anybody out. And I think that's why the Gossages and the Eckersley and all are in the Hall, and he's not. Is for 6 years he was brilliant, and then he lost it. So, you know, that kind of hurts your case there a little bit.
So, Andrew, last thing for you, kind of give us an idea. What would be a successful season for you regarding Kansas City? It doesn't look as though this is going to be a playoff team. Trent's right about the Tigers. I disagree with him a little bit on the White Sox. I think they might fool some people. It's certainly their over-under total. Not that I'm tipping my hand for later.
Uh-huh.
Week, Trent. You know, what would be a successful season?
I think a successful season is at the end of this draft and the development of Nick Prado and Mondesi. Or whatever. At the end of this season, you no longer have zero top 100 prospects in Baseball America's ranking. I think you need to. It's funny. There's 11 teams that have two or fewer. Nine of those teams have been in the playoffs in the last 5 years, and it just shows you have to empty the farm system to succeed. The Royals are starting over in that regard. So there's your successful season. I want to see Baseball America next November have a couple Royals in their top 100, because that's how this rebuild is going
to
begin.
Talk to you throughout the season. Thank you, Andrew Logue. Appreciate you coming on today.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Andrew Logue joining us as we throw the baseball around Kauffman Stadium a little bit. They won 80 games last year, Trent, the Royals did. I thought that they overachieved.
They had a surge there, and then, like everybody in the American League, kind of fell apart the last 3 weeks or so of the season, maybe even month of the season.
This would have been a disappointment to have your 50th anniversary and to have as bad a year as everybody thought,
right,
gutting the team. I'm glad they brought. I think they're going to be competitive.
75.
I like the John, yes.
75 right
now. Yeah, they won't win 80 games, but
okay.
I'm with you. I think 75 is a realistic number.
Well, and if you're then Jay's playing well, all right, you're going to sell him off for a couple of parts.
And absolutely.
I think at the end of the season, if you look at it and say, all right, we were decent, but more importantly, we've started to replenish the farm system with some moves, getting rid of some of the veterans. I think that would probably be looked at as a successful season afterwards.
Yeah, you touched a nerve with Sal Perez.
I know. I know the love of Sal Perez. I love Sal Perez.
How can you not, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's catching 155
games.
You're right.
Trent, your take is absolutely right on the money.
When it starts to dissipate, I think it's going to happen quick, and you're all of a sudden going to look and
this
say,
it's a big man.
Yes. What happened? Oh, boy.
All those postseason, those innings adding up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Hey, speaking of postseason, it feels kind of like post-basketball season, television-wise tonight. I mean,
You got a CBI game.
Oh, you do?
North Texas against San Francisco.
Pass. Hard pass.
ESPNU, no, does nothing for
you.
Hard
pass.
T-Wolves are on tonight.
That's probably where I'll be. Where are they? Oh, they got beat by Philadelphia.
They did. Well, and they got Memphis, who's tanking. So,
well, then they should win that one.
They should win it easily.
Yeah.
Should.
Right.
The operative word. And they're in a dogfight. They're still only a game up in the playoffs all this long season.
Well, and right there in the middle of that West, I mean, from like 5 to 12, everybody's just all jumbled up. What do you and Jimmy B have cooking today?
Zuba Mahete will be stopping by today. We got Wolfgang in the fray.
Save some of the good stuffers tomorrow, because we have Zuba tomorrow.
All right. I'll use the B list of questions
Thank
today.
You for that.
Okay. And we're going to try to talk some Hawkeyes as well. A lot going on in Iowa City.
Very busy, yeah.
We're running down a Hawkeye reporter as well.
Yeah, it kind of puts us on this program behind the eight ball, because Pro Day's at 1. Coach availability, same thing tomorrow. So we're pushing our Hawkeye coverage back until the middle of the week. But maybe good for you guys with some fresh Pro Day content from later on today. Good stuff. Jimmy B and TC get you home from 4 until 6. Trent and I are back tomorrow at noon. We appreciate you listening to the Ken Miller Show Monday through Friday from noon until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right than you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa, Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when one in eight Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with three children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
Please welcome to the stage, the Termite.
Is this on? You tell me, what is the deal with bark? That's right. How much I gotta chew to get to the good part of the wood? It's like filling up on a salad. I'm no model.
Termites aren't funny. Losing the equity in your home won't have you busting your gut. Visit Orkin.com to schedule an inspection and get 15% off.
Build a better basket at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find everything you need and the sweet deals you want. This week only, fill their baskets with Cadbury Mini Eggs, Hershey Easter Kisses Eggs and Miniatures, just two for $5. Then fill yours with savings on hundreds of cosmetics like Revlon and Almay, all buy one, get one 50% off. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Okay, let's clear a few things up about secret clinical strength antiperspirant. Number one, it's not actually a secret. You can tell anyone about it. Two, it's clinically strong, which just means it's good at preventing sweat. Like, twice as good as regular antiperspirant. Three, strength is a cool word. You don't really see it a ton on women's deodorant packaging, so we were like, sure, let's shake things up. Four, sweating is the worst. Four and a half, not sweating is great. So you should buy Secret Clinical Strength Antiperspirant.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.